This is that wave goodbye to July, folks, on a Wednesday edition of the What's On Your Mind preview. I am Scott Heron, along with Mark Skokobo, host of the Common Sense Club, chair of the Common Sense Club. Together, he and I will be behind the microphone of AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag in the Bakken for you about 6 hours today. Steve Bakken will join me next hour. Actually, he'll join me in the next segment. We'll give you a little preview of what's to come. And our guest today on What's On Your Mind, we're going to talk with a current member of the United States Congress, Kevin Cramer. We're going to talk with a former lieutenant governor, Democrat Lloyd Omdahl, about something called a unicameral legislature. He thinks North Dakota ought to go that way.
Won't happen.
Won't happen? Why?
North Dakota believes in things as they are. There's some inertia here. And
why, we're a conservative state, we don't like change.
That's one of the fundamental words of conservative is we try to resist change for change's effect. You know, one house that cuts check and balance in a big way.
Anyway, we'll visit with him a little bit about that idea. And, you know, it's an oddball idea. I think that's a fair statement, but it's, you know, every once in a while you got to throw out an oddball idea and just test yourself a little bit and say, does this make any sense or not?
Well, I've done a lot of that.
Have you?
I must like Mr. Omdahl.
Are you an oddball type?
Well, certainly I am. I try to live outside the box and come up with creative solutions.
Well, heck of a deal. Yeah, exactly.
And Nancy thinks the best way is to get rid of all of the Republicans. Nancy Pelosi is quite sure that Republicans are what's wrong with global warming and everything.
Huh. She's a real oddball.
She is, but she lives in a cave instead of outside of a box.
Yeah. Today, there will be a court decision on a new regulation on abortion providers in North Dakota. Now, this, I think, you know, I applaud all of the legislation that went through the last session, but I think when you hear often from abortion supporters, you get lectures on how this is about women's health, right?
Right.
I don't happen to believe that the ability to end an innocent life has anything to do with women's health. I think that's kind of crazy. This is a constitutional issue. It isn't a health issue.
Although it clearly shows that abortion is bad for the health of women.
True.
Certainly. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is another example of an issue that if anybody objectively looks at it, you'd say, well, this is just a fail-safe, a protection for women.
Right.
So, in other words, the law that is being challenged today requires abortion providers in the state of North Dakota to have admitting privileges to hospitals. Okay? And, again, if they're in the middle of a procedure, something bad happens, they need access to a hospital, they would then be able to follow that patient.
Just make good sense.
To the care, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is currently the law of the land in two states. Utah and Kansas, currently. And the Red River abortion facility here has made the argument that this would be a game changer. They'd have to close as a result of this. Because their doctors couldn't get admitting privileges.
Well, that means they probably don't have the right kind of doctors then.
There's three hospitals within a 30-mile radius in Fargo, Sanford, Ascension, and the VA hospital. In court documents, the clinic says it has tried to comply with the law's requirements, but it believes none of its physicians will be able to obtain admitting privileges at any of the three hospitals.
That's a different issue altogether.
The clinic director, Tammy Krummenacher, has said that Sanford requires a doctor to admit a certain number of patients each year to gain privileges. At the VA, patients must be veterans. Ascension has a Catholic affiliation and does not grant privileges to abortion providers.
Right.
Any physician who fails to comply with the admitting privileges requirement could be prosecuted for a Class A misdemeanor. I think they just have to recruit different doctors that could meet some of these criteria.
But that is such a different issue. The real issue is the state's rights to regulate the medical industry. This is a state's right. Judges have no place weighing in on this whatsoever. This is a constitutional, fundamental obligation of a state to protect its people health-wise.
Today in Cass County District Court, Judge Wickham Corwin will hear an attorney for the clinic argue for a preliminary injunction to stop the law from taking effect while a legal challenge proceeds.
That has worked in some states.
It has. As approved by the state legislature in March, the law would require physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. The Center for Reproductive Rights
Isn't that interesting?
Nice words.
Which is representing the clinic, claims the requirement is unconstitutional. Corwin has said the law raises the same legal and factual issues as a 2011 state law that sought to limit drug-induced abortions. The Center for Reproductive Rights also challenged that law. Corwin ruled in June that the two lawsuits could be combined. In a July 15th ruling, Corwin permanently blocked the 2011 law, which he said violates the state and U.S. Constitution. So they've got a friendly judge,
I guess is what I'm getting at here.
You can always find one.
Reading from the forum story today on this topic by Mike Nowotzki.
They don't even, our judges come from law schools where they don't even teach the Federalist Papers. In other words, so many of the lawyers that have graduated in the last 20, 30 years have no clue what our Constitution means whatsoever.
Betty Grandy, one of the sponsors of Senate Bill 2305, said the notion that the law's goal is to close abortion clinics is completely false. The bill was put together for the health and safety of women.
Exactly.
In addition to being effective in Tennessee, I said Kansas. Let's see here. Tennessee, Utah, and some clinics in Kansas are following an admitting privileges law
right now.
Two clinics in Kansas are challenging the law there. The law is enjoined for those two clinics, but the other Kansas clinics must abide by it.
But you know what? If the collateral result of this wise, healthful legislation were to be that the only abortion clinic in North Dakota were to close, I would go out in the street and dance and holler huzzah.
Be a good thing to holler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that. Crime. We got a new a review of crime for the entire year. North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem.
Are you in there?
Releasing the crime. I'm not.
Good.
No.
I missed this one, too.
Crime is up statewide 7.9%.
Yikes.
Fargo saw a good-sized jump in burglaries. And the one thing that's interesting here is that a lot of people have tried to suggest that because of the additional activity of everything happening out in the Bakken, that the reason crime was up in the state is because crime was, you know, happening in large numbers in the oil patch, and the numbers don't bear that out.
No.
In other words, crime statewide is up 7.9%, but it isn't because of one area of the state, or it isn't disproportionate to any area of the state. And
well, I believe that the amazing population growth of the whole oil patch has not forced commensurate rates of crime to exceed the increase of population. In other words, I just think it's proportional.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's where you need to keep this. I mean, crime going up 7.9% is not good, right? It's an indicator we've got to keep an eye on.
But we have a lot more people, too. Think about that, statewide.
We do. And so you have more people, you have more crime, and it is spread out across the state. And, you know, so anyway, that's a story we're digging into a little bit today. What else?
Well, they're not allowed to stop the big drinks in New York City. Bloomberg strikes out again.
Talk about unconstitutional.
Take away your gun and your pop. What a loon.
Yeah.
Give him the Loon of the Year Award. Take away my pop and my gun. What about my pop gun?
Whose side are you on in this Senate debate? You got Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
And John Thune.
Is John Thune on their side,
the
too?
The 12. I call him the illuminated 12.
How about that? And who am I forgetting? Mike Lee out of Utah.
Right?
Have been pushing to say, you know what, let's just use the funding battle.
It's ours. It's our world.
To go after Obamacare. Now, Tom Coburn, one of the top fighters.
And a doctor.
On the conservative cause in Oklahoma, asked for a report on this. He wanted to know, would a government shutdown, in a battle over this overall funding, shut down Obamacare? He says, no, won't happen. So there's just a difference of opinion here. Now, we asked our listeners about this a little bit yesterday in the What's on Your Mind open phone time, and the vast majority of folks said fight. Just fight.
The House, all the Constitution is so clear. Coburn, I don't know. I think what confuses it is continuing resolutions that the bill includes money sources that are already voted and passed. However, the Berlin Wall came down. Anything that is done can be undone. This wasn't a constitutional law that was passed. Obamacare is a mere legislation that was foisted on the people. All legislation and the funding must begin in the House of Representatives, all. So Coburn might have that point right, that the initiative needs to start in the House with people like our friend Michelle. But then if it gets to the Senate, if they agree with the House, funding is over for Obamanation care.
Preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind in a moment. Mark will be back with sports at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to try and do an all-call for mechanics at the bottom of the hour after the sports. I'll explain. Stay tuned for that. Coming up on the program.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
We're glad you call AM 1100 home.
Settle down.
AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken as well. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Steve Bakken is here. Together, we will be taking your phone calls, chatting with a couple of guests in What's on Your Mind. We'll start with open phone time to talk about everything from this new crime stat in North Dakota to the idea that North Dakota needs some reform at the legislative level. Former Lieutenant Governor floating that idea. I like Lloyd Omdahl. From the standpoint that he's always sort of poking and pushing a little bit. You know, I don't very often agree with him, quite honestly. Comes at things from a pretty left-leaning bent. But you got to like a guy that's just, you know, still contributing, still prodding and poking a little bit. And so we'll talk about his idea of a unicameral legislature. Welcome some calls for him. We're going to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer for the talk radio town hall we do each week. The debate over defunding Obamacare, something our listeners talked about yesterday. President Obama's comments on the Keystone Pipeline. The latest on the student loan rates. IRS oversight. And maybe a little on the TSA. Because Steve's looking for your TSA horror stories after a new story suggests that employee misconduct is on the rise. Do you have any TSA horror stories, Steve?
Personally, no, but I do have lots of friends that have had basically publicly groped overly friendly TSA. It feels like you should be on a first-name basis with them after you get done. Fortunately, I have not had the misfortune of having that happen to me, but I do have plenty of acquaintances that has happened to, and I think that is a legitimate concern in invading people's personal space and privacy. When you've got a toddler and this is the case where I think racial profiling does have its place. When you've got a toddler in a carriage and they're all but taking the diaper off a baby to check for somebody that does not fit the profile, somebody that does not fall under any of the categories of raising suspicion, I think it's a little invasive.
And this report actually has about 9,000 different cases of misconduct documented over a three-year span. More than 1,900 of the incidents were deemed significant enough to be possible security threats. This isn't even necessarily talking about what you've just described, which I would say is just a dumb rule, right? I mean,
the statistic that really throws a red flag up for me is look at the incidents on that report where it's documented that friends and family members are getting to bypass security. You know, we're subject to that increased scrutiny and that invasion of our privacy, but yet there seems to be a double standard in a lot of cases. Oh, well, I know the TSA individual. Oh, they're a family member. And to me, that's a legitimate security concern. You know, some of the cases of theft, ABC had done a report where they'd left iPads at back behind the security checkpoints, and they had the tracking devices in them. And then they tracked down the ones that, mysteriously disappeared. And they showed up at TSA agents' homes.
By the way, you'll be happy to know the union representing the screeners argues that the numbers show a majority of them are doing their job. If you look at a population the size of a small city, 56,000 people in the workforce, and the numbers then on an annual basis are really, really small. So they're claiming proportionally, not a big deal, despite 9,000 cases of misconduct over 3 years and an increase of 26%. Employees sleeping on the job, letting family and friends go through without being screened, leaving work without permission, and stealing.
Aren't these people there to make sure that the airport's secure, the flight's secure? At that point, shouldn't it be a zero tolerance? I also look at who winds up getting hired for a lot of TSA positions. There's some very good people, but there's also some bottom-of-the-barrel individuals that wind up getting some of those positions as well. I mean, they're not the best paid in most cases. It seems like I could probably go to McDonald's and get somebody that's just as qualified that's working at a TSA line quite often.
Anyway, so we'll dig into that one a little bit. The crime stats are out. Increases in crime in Western North Dakota have not been out of line with the population increases. So crime is up statewide, but it's not it's not disproportionate. In other words, the increases aren't all coming from the oil patch, which some folks have suggested.
But 25
what's that?
And aren't you happy today that you could hop on an airplane and fly to New York City and get a big pop today?
I am. There's that story as well. The appeals court has ruled the New York City big soda ban is unconstitutional. That's a victory for common sense is what that is. I hope it translates into a North Dakota courtroom today on the latest challenge to legislation passed by the last legislature. And, Steve, you and I differ on this issue of abortion, but I bet you even think this makes sense. Any doctor that is performing procedures at the abortion facility should have the ability to take a patient and admit them into a hospital within 30 miles. And the idea being, for the safety and the well-being of the patient, these doctors ought to have that. So that if something goes wrong, that doctor's right there along with them, following them for their care. This is, a lot of people like to talk about women's health being the main concern over abortion. This is all about women's health. That's why the law passed. Now, clinic says, well, our doctors can't get admitting privileges. Well, find doctors who can. If you're going to perform a procedure like this that, in certain percentages go bad, then it would seem to me you ought to be concerned about the health and well-being of your patient.
I think the semantics of that get blown out of proportion to a certain degree because that physician may not have admitting privileges, which means you can't be under the care of that doctor at a local hospital, but they make it sound like you can't be admitted to a hospital. Well, that's what an emergency room is for, and you can't be turned away from an emergency room.
Well, yeah, nobody's saying you wouldn't get in the hospital. I think it's just a case of, look, if a procedure goes bad, having that doctor along with you is more than anything a comfort for the individual that's under the care. I mean, this is, again, if we're worried about the patient, it isn't like sort of, oh, something went bad, ship them over there and they can deal with it, or send them on an ambulance, they can deal with it. It would be, if you're in an emergency situation and a procedure goes bad, you want not to be handed from
one
of them.
If I'm in an emergency situation and a procedure goes bad,
fix it.
I do not want, in a case like this, a physician that is...
We're going to tackle that one. We're up against the clock here and many others on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. And I am Scott Hinman. Stay tuned. We'll get your take on all these issues, plus Congressman Kramer and Lloyd Omdahl, too, coming up. Sports is
like to experience the Bakken oil field up close, firsthand. You can read all about it, but really until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it, which is why we encourage you to take advantage of the Bakken Field Tour. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. First, the Bakken Briefing, which is a comprehensive presentation, helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. Then you hop on the bus and actually see up close energy development activities, oil and gas infrastructure, commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, communities, the infrastructure impacts, as well as a tour of a crew camp. The Bakken Field Tour. Go online. Find out more. You can register, get the rates, get all signed up for the final tour for this summer. August 21st, it'll leave from Williston in the Hampton Inn and Suites. Or call 701-577-1100 and experience the Bakken firsthand. BakkenFieldTour.com or call 701-577-1100.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man
with the Mark Scoggerville. I'm Scott Hinton. Mark here to check the sports. You look like you saw a ghost. Is there a ghost story kind of dominating the sports headlines, or what's the deal?
I I'm usually pretty flexible with these kind of softballs, but the ghost of Percy Harvin.
Is that it? Is that what's causing you to have that look about you that is just shocked? That is just
how did they know? I mean, he's between his migraines.
I haven't heard the story.
Okay, Percy Harvin was cleared by his doctors last week as far as some twinges and some pain in the hip. He wanted a second opinion. The second opinion doctor says, whoops, you got to have surgery. Percy Harvin, the enigmatic, incredibly talented, gifted, multifaceted receiver, runner, slash everything, will be out 16 weeks with hip surgery. So, you feel for the guy because he's obviously extremely high maintenance, intense, one of the most gifted geniuses I've ever seen in a football outfit. But the guy has got some issues, and now he's going to be gone. So whoever we got for Percy Harvin, and I've got a producer checking into it, is going to be able to play. 4 months is 4 months, and he's gone. Percy Harvin won't get back for maybe if they're in the playoffs.
You think the Vikes had any idea?
I think they knew that he was hypochondriac. He had all kinds of issues, plus attitude. He was not cuddly in the locker room. He was not a rah-rah team guy.
I'm not sure I want somebody cuddly in the locker room.
You know what I meant. I meant psychologically cuddly. You're right.
Yeah. it's not an attribute I'd look for in the
resume. Especially in the days of gay marriage, you know. You just hate it when your linemen say, will you come to the ceremony?
Yeah.
You don't. Just confuses everyone.
I understand he has some insubordination issues with some coaches, and you know.
Yeah, and
somewhere between cuddly and insubordination.
Always
nice.
Worried about his playing time. It's about me and team. How many I's are there in the word team? You know, and it. How great was he? But team. It's kind of a little bit like Kobe Bryant. I felt like he's toxic to a lot of people he's played with.
Well, this is a disturbing story, but not one that I think you need to be as alarmed as you obviously were about it. So I hope you're.
I'm not alarmed.
I'd let it go.
Okay. No, but I think the Vikings exercise profound wisdom, and it's good.
Right.
Now, Kansas City, on the other hand, they were about ready to go on the chopping block. Santana was up there being bandied about, but what did they do with the help from the Twins? They won 7 in a row. So now Kansas City thinking, we're in it. Twins have not lost a series. They've won 3 out of 4, split with Seattle. In order for them to win this series, they're going to have to win the next 2 games, and they got Correa going tonight, and he's had some issues. So the Twins got their hands full. Joe was welcome back from a 6-day taken off for to seeing his beautiful Twins, and he immediately drives in a run in the first inning. But the Peralta couldn't hold it, and all of a sudden, the third inning, boom, Mesakis hits a 3-run homer, and it's off to the races.
You didn't hear this in what Mark said, but the Twins lost 7-2.
Obfuscating.
Talking about tonight.
Obfuscating.
He's talking about a highlight here and there.
That's right. I'm sorry, but folks. When it comes to the Twins, I'm only a good reporter when they win. Otherwise, I just slip into this crazed fan mode that just probably. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. The Twins lost. They played dumb. Their pitcher was stupid. Kansas is on a roll, trying to win 8 in a row at the Twins' expense tonight. And the Redhawks, who, however, have the cushion of a 6.5 game lead, did lose in a late game, but they're playing great. They had a big win streak last.
That's more and more rare every day.
Yeah.
They're hot.
But we got, you know, we got Jarius Wright in return for.
Oh, you found out.
And Rhett Ellison. Yeah, we got
your info.
We got some pretty neat stuff, you know, in return for Harbin. So we got a young nucleus. We got a nucleus. We're going to go nuclear in the Vikings. This is the last.
Ponder, you're excited about Ponder? Is this his year?
I think so, and I think he's being pushed in camp. I think Ponder's very smart. I think he's a great athlete, and, you know, we'll just see if he can put all the pieces together. This is the year that you got to do it. The third year is really a big time for quarterbacks, and so he's got to show something this year, or he will not finish the season as the starting quarterback.
By the way, the Twins have a new logo now for the All-Star game.
That's cool.
It's all right. I don't.
Didn't like it?
I don't get all. Well, no, it's fine, but, you know, I mean. Do you get warm and fuzzy about a logo for a game a year before the game?
I don't.
But it did pass for sports news yesterday.
Well, yeah. And they're wondering now if Mr. Peterson is going to be able to deal with the rule about you can't lead with your helmet. You know, he's been a human battering ram that's crushed the solar plexus of many would-be tacklers, and so he can't lead with his helmet, so... If he runs a little straight up, does that make him more vulnerable? I don't know. This helmet rule bothers me. I mean, everybody's got pads, and that's the way football has been. Put your head down and go, and now what? How are they going to enforce this thing? I mean, it's reflexive. When you're about ready to get killed, you tuck up, don't you? I don't know. Poor Adrian. If it isn't one thing, it's the other. But he'll overcome.
Can we talk about fishing for a moment?
I'd like to catch a fish sometime.
The Masters Walleye Circuit is coming back to Devil's Lake this weekend.
A great walleye lake.
And there'll be professional anglers up there. Now, they're not going to allow live bait to be used this tournament, which I guess is new. I'm reading.
They have to jump in and catch the fish.
Spear them or something.
Spear. Net.
In a reading from a story by Chad Malloy in the forum today, in a departure from walleye tournament norms, no natural, live, or prepared baits, including minnows, leeches, or night crawlers, will be allowed for the tournament. Only man-made baits will be allowed.
Why is that?
Including soft plastics, Berkeley gulp-type products, crankbaits, spinners, and other artificial presentations. The big question is, how will anglers adapt to conquer Devil's Lake?
Well, I don't think that's right to the food chain. I think that's the reason worms were made in the first place, is for little children to go out and catch fish with them.
Yeah.
And to aerate the ground.
It does not tell us why this change has been made.
So I
can't answer that question for you.
Well, somebody, maybe it's the same people that love the snail darter more than human employment. Maybe it's the same kind of wackos.
One pro angler, Don Denning, said a large, lively leech dangling under a slip bobber has been the bread and butter for those tying up in the flooded timber. The artificial-only rule won't totally eliminate the bobber bite, but it'll make it more challenging. If we're able to get a little ripple on the lake, slip bobbers can still be a factor.
Yeah, but, you know, have you ever been bitten by a leech? I think their only purpose in life is for fish to eat them. I remember one time I was in...
I have been bitten by one.
I had three of them on my one leg one time, and it was very grim. I felt very sad about it.
It's a childhood scar I have from a trip to Birchmont Rutgers Resort in Bemidji.
I love Rutgers. I go play tennis there.
It's a great spot.
It is.
And but that lake, I remember we were out there messing around and in the lake 5 minutes and came back with... We just stuck to the leg and went, Mom, Dad, help.
Oh, and it is scary.
Yikes. No good.
No. I think we need to insist that leeches be used more often for bait than less often.
Anything else on sports?
Well, I'm pretty pleased to see that Phil is all the way up to second in the world because the Tigers won so many smaller tournaments. He's still number one. He's already won $6 million. Phil has got a whole new lease on life. He springs out of bed, dances around with a claret jug, and yodels in four languages.
We're talking about Phil Mickelson. I'm not sure he yodels.
Well, maybe not.
No.
Maybe he just screams happily.
But his golf game is darn good.
Yeah. I mean, imagine back-to-back the Scotch Open and the British Open back-to-back.
He's on the
Anyone that big, that crazy tournament in Phoenix that, you know, it should be the Phoenix Open. Now it's a wastewater thing.
All right, now a mechanics moment, as I promised.
Oh, yes.
2003 Chevy pickup. All right?
Mm-hmm.
1500 HD. In the Hannon house. Yesterday. Conks out.
Just like that. At the bank.
You know, turning the key and click, 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 click. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Check the battery. Battery's fine. Check the starter. I didn't do this, of course.
The mechanically inclined. Your gifted son.
In the house. Takes the starter out. Get that checked out. Starter's fine. So the riddle is, it's not the battery. It's not the starter. Couldn't jump it, so it's not the alternator, right?
I don't know. Now you've left me. Between solenoid and alternator, somewhere there's a gap in my thinking.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought maybe I would engage the wonderful audience.
You have a plethora of gifted mechanics out there.
Of Talk Radio AM 1100, The Flag, and Talk Radio 1090 in the Bakken, The Flag West.
Why don't you give them a trip to
The Flag East?
To the Renaissance Festival, if they can help you with this dilemma.
Yes, or Mall of America. Your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your choice. Mm-hmm. What you like. And you can zip me a note on Facebook, or you can call us at 855-200-1776. And when you call that number, you can leave a message very easily. So welcome your suggestions. And the one that works, we'll try it on.
You know, my wife always would tell me.
So again, here's the scoop. Chevy 2003 pickup.
Click, 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 click.
Click, 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 click when you turn the...
good battery. Good starter.
Battery's good. Starter's good. Jumped it and doesn't work. So that
cleaned the terminals. I know he was going to clean the terminals.
Yeah, exactly. And they actually weren't that dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, yep.
My wife's suggestion was drive it in the river.
All of the obvious things have been done. What else could it be? Drive it in the river, I don't think that would help the situation.
Well, that's what we
who suggested that?
Well, my wife. Of course, I would drive my cars a quarter of a million miles, and then we drive them to the junkyard and get $50. That's sort of the way we do it.
Someone's already asked if the spark plugs are good.
See? That's a thought. That's a thought.
Then it would turn over, though, wouldn't it? It would just not fire. This is no turnover. This is, you know, click, click, nothing there. Click, 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 as in doesn't turn over. The spark plug would be usually a case where it's turning over, but it won't fire.
That's what I thought.
I'm.
It really sounds like it's somewhere in the connection from the key to the starter to the not getting enough juice to the starter. There's got to be some foible between the key and the click, 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 click.
I'm ill-equipped for such things, which is why.
That's why you're in the radio business.
Exactly. That's why I talk behind a microphone for a living.
Mm-hmm. And I used to itch at the mere sight of oil and gas. I'd break out in hives. No, not hives. Eczema, more to the point.
You're not not able to take
I'm
on
not gifted in this manner, no.
I hear you. All right, you have a great show today there, Mr. Mark.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I got Dave Racer with me, and we're going to start talking about Project 33, Save America.
That sounds good. Coming up on the Common Sense Club, tell you about weather straight ahead, and we'll get going with your calls and what's on your mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Pickup is just a bad battery connection with the cable.
Way to go. Battery cables. It's a great audience. I knew they'd come through with some ideas. We've tried that, but maybe there's a battery cable that's gone bad. Thanks for the tip. We'll try it. Keep you posted on all this, too. 855-200-1776. Leave a message there with your suggestions. Appreciate it very much in case you missed it. Just kind of wrestling with a mechanical issue on a 2003 Chevy pickup where the vehicle wouldn't turn over yesterday. So we thought, it's a bad starter. First thought was bad battery. Battery checked out fine. Then thought, must be the starter. Starter checked out fine. So we're trying to solve that riddle, trying to figure that out. All right, let's tell you about the weather here, and coming up on What's on Your Mind, we'll start with open phone time in the first hour, kind of a precious half hour today because we have Congressman Kevin Cramer in the second hour, and he joins us for the whole hour, always gets a lot of calls, and we'll talk about the battle over the best path to defund Obamacare. Kevin's taking a stance on that, different from the Tea Party stance, mainly saying, hey, I hate Obamacare. I want Obamacare defunded, but we need new Senate leadership, and this defunding idea won't work. So we'll talk with him about that because a lot of you yesterday said, no, I want that. President Obama is throwing up some more smoke on the Keystone Pipeline. The student loan rate issue has been one that Kevin's been tracking closely and pressuring the Senate on. So IRS oversight, that's been in the news. We'll tackle all those topics. We're going to talk to former Lieutenant Governor Lloyd Omdahl about this idea of a unicameral legislature, which basically means you don't have a House and a Senate. You have one body. Dig into that a little bit. See what it would bring in the way of change. All right, let me tell you about the forecast and how we're looking here today. First of all, right now, 62 degrees, clear skies in Fargo on the oil patch, cooler. Has been for some time
out west.
55 and scattered clouds in Tioga, 56 and clear in Minot at this hour, 61 in Williston. And Fargo, 62, Grand Forks, 62, Jamestown, 61. Forecast for today and the end of the weekend. We'll start in the Red River Valley, sunny, high near 76 today. Wind gusts as high as 21 miles an hour. Winds are going to shift to the west-northwest a little later on and pick up. Tonight, partly cloudy, 53 for a low. Northwest wind will start out at 9 to 14, then becoming light and variable after midnight, but wind gusts early on this evening, staying up there pretty good, too. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 79. I'll take that for August. Light breeze, partly cloudy, low 54 tomorrow night. Friday, sunny, high near 76 with a north wind at 10. Friday night, 53. Saturday, sunny, high near 76. And partly cloudy, Saturday night with a low around 56. No precip in this forecast at all today, right through the weekend. How about that? Oil patch, sunny and a high near 74 today. Gusty winds as high as 18 miles an hour, clear and 48 tonight. Sunny with a high 72 tomorrow. Not so warm. Again. And the winds could gust as high as 18 miles an hour. Thursday night, clear, low around 47. Friday, sunny, high near 70. Friday night, partly cloudy, 53. 73 and sunny on Saturday. And then there is some precip in the forecast. In the patch, Saturday night, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 56 degrees. So, again, we're a little cooler here. I'd like to see a long-range forecast that would bring things up considerably. Do I have anything in the way of a long-range forecast? I'll check for you how far out I can go. 62 in Fargo, at our tower in Tioga, 55 with scattered clouds at this hour. And my extended range forecast brings us out how far? We get to 84 yesterday in Fargo. We said it got to 84 degrees. It was a little warmer than we were predicting. Turned into a decent day. Yeah, I don't go much out past the weekend. There's not much of a way of an accurate forecast anyway when you start getting out that far. But sometimes the papers do a little bit of a look ahead, but yeah, so the temps the last 10 days, this is in the valley, it did manage to get to 80 yesterday. That was the, I don't know where the 84 came from. But we've hit in the last 10 days into the 80s four times, the rest 70s, lowest 72 for a high, highest 84 for a high. So, we're just falling underneath the average highs by a bunch and getting a little cooler than the average lows. I can't tell you what's going on. And we are well shy of our normal precip. Darn near 3 inches would be the normal month to date. We've had less than an inch. Isn't that something? And we do go out as far as Tuesday. We look like early next week. Still in the 70s, so not much in the way of a warm-up on our radar. What's on your mind? Your call's coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations.
Aphids are found on the underside of leaves and the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations. And enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.